Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
You and that booty. Oh, people, welcome to the last drop here, or as we like to call this, the first drop, because, man, this is going to be the first time ever here as we sip on this beautiful, beautiful bourbon whiskey-infused spirit bottle right here. I'm your godfather of whiskey, of course. I'm JB.
I'm just that guy.
That guy. That guy, JP.
I'm that guy.
Let's call him JP because he's Japanese.
No. I'm KDL.
No. I like how you're over there playing with your hair. You're just like, it's like billowing in the
wind. I have to look sexy for the listeners.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Trying to look sexy and sound sexy for the listeners.
So what are you going to do when we start doing live shows then?
I'm just gonna wear a Ryan Reynolds mask or something.
Oh, you should wear that hat you wore in Vegas, the one that doesn't fit your head.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I still got that hat.
Motherfucker, that was like a month ago. How the fuck you forget that already?
Bro, I still have that hat, the electric beach hat from
Man, yo, the look on your face just went like, what? Motherfucker, that was like literally a month ago from now. I was like, yeah, well, Jesus.
I was like, wait a minute, hat? I'm like, what the hell was I wearing?
Man, your memory is really fucked up, dude. You know what the problem is? You don't drink enough.
I know, I don't.
You don't drink enough. Well, luckily for you, I have something for you today.
Oh! I'm Ishii?
No, he-she today.
No he-she?
No, he-she for you today.
No he-she.
You had enough he-she today.
I did.
Yeah.
I had an overabundant supply and
he-she?
Outpour of a he-she.
Yeah, and he's not talking about Bobby Valentino neither.
No.
No slowing down here.
No, we're going to speed it up.
Yeah, and for the way we're going to speed it up here is with this specially beautiful bottle, hand-picked here by a local Long Beach store here called Court. Corked in Bixby Knowles area here, and they told me to just buy this bottle. And you know me, whenever I find new whiskey, I get excited. And I'm excited as hell to try this. My nose is all fucked up, but I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm ready to open.
That's probably the best time, because you never know. By cracking open some new stuff,
oh wow,
could actually crack open your sinuses.
Man, my sinuses have been giving me problems for 2 weeks now.
This could be your Claritin right here. Bam!
Well, I got some Claritin, whatever.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this could be.
Oh, okay. Because I got some Claritin when I get home.
No. Forget that. Don't snort it.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I see very clear now.
Okay. Are you about to get your little Louis C.K. on?
And nobody's there to watch. What are you talking about? Did you just try to Me Too me?
Well, you could just Me Too yourself. Just me. There's no Me Too. Just
there
me.
Is that time I was on the balcony going, hey, guys.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Can I watch?
Yeah. I think I did say that one time, probably. Because usually my thing is, if I can't join, well, at least can I watch? I can hand you a towel or something like that. I make a good towel boy.
Just creep through the windows and crack the blinds open.
Hello.
What you doing?
You know me, when I hear my neighbors going on it, I'll be putting my ear in the phone and be like, what y'all doing?
I think they're fucking.
I start looking like Jamel. I get all excited and shit like,
I smell sex in the air.
Yeah.
Someone's fucking.
And then you just like take my hand and get rubbed on the wall and go like, fucking juice.
I smell that pussy juice.
Yeah. God damn, look at that cat right there.
Permeating in the air.
That's funny because literally on the TV right now, Ball Cat just ran by or whatever. It's like, oh, shaven, not stirred.
Pussy juice.
Anyway, though, people here, like I said, we have this infused spirits here. I've never had this whiskey before. I've never had this bourbon, per se. And this was hand-picked by the store owner here at Cork Bixby. His name is Wes. Right.
Hand-selected by Cork.
Yeah. So, here, I'll let you do the honors. You going to hand-select and read that off or whatever and shit?
Sure. This little sticker label or this rope label thing here, it says, Cast Strength Limited Edition.
Ooh.
On one side, on the other side, it says, hand selected by Cork. Cork, excuse me. Exclusive Oak Bill Select.
Damn.
40% French oak, 60% ex bourbon cask. Made with broken oak.
Wow.
Damn.
It's 116 proof, too.
Oh, man, someone's about to get lit tonight.
Yeah, you want to do the honors of opening that seal up a little
bit?
Sure. So it's you and open that up. So I just literally bought that bottle. Cork had it in Long Beach for about, it was on sale for $45. Usually it's about $59, I believe. Either way, it's still a good deal. If it tastes good. If it tastes good. Oh boy, here we go. Ooh, it was nice and silent. You know, I gotta have that.
She must have been Asian.
Oh, I'm tasting cork.
I can smell the cork.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What that smell like? Your nose is better than mine.
Like I said, it smells like the cork.
That hasn't been opened in millenniums.
Yeah.
Yep, see, I got like a piece of the wood there. I was like, oh. All right, let me smell.
Let me hand that back to you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
See, wow, that smells smooth for a cash drink.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got to get the second wind of it because when I first literally cracked it open, I could smell like that funkiness of the cork.
Oh, I love funk.
Funk. Obviously, we're not using jiggers.
No, you're just going to directly pour this thing. No jiggers.
That's a great color.
That is a really good color, great actually. Color. Wow. Oh, shit. That's way stronger than that glass. That shit went right up my sinus, dude. Holy shit. Yeah, you don't smell cork no more, do you?
Oh, hell no.
Wow. How the... Okay, first of all, people, that smelled really light in the bottle. You poured in this glass? Holy shit, that's 116 proof right there. And you... Oh,
shit. Oh, man. Wow.
He stuck his whole face in this motherfucker. Wow, you're doing it again, huh?
I have to. I gotta get the, you know, the perfect, you know, the...
Oh, my nose is all stuffed up, and I still... Wow.
The fermentations.
What are you getting?
Permeations.
Since your nose is more open than mine is right now, what are you getting?
It smells very, very sweet.
Oh, that's that sherry in it, yeah. Man.
Like, it's like super sweet.
Wow. Oh, limited release bottle, too.
Super sweet. You could just, you know this thing has alcohol in it.
Yeah.
It's not subtle at all.
You getting any of that French oak on there?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can smell the sweetness. Oh. Something like really sweet.
Well, it's got a sherry finish to it.
Yeah.
Orosoro. How do you feel? Orosoro.
I always butcher that.
Yeah, fucking Orosoro sherry.
Man, that is...
We already said the ex-bourbon cast. It's got the sherry in there or whatever. Also, it's got French oak as well, too. You know what? Enough of this.
Let me just take a swig of it.
Cheers. Cheers!
It's like the buffet tour.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, that is... Oh, damn. My nose is clearing up. Holy shit.
Ooh, I can't feel my lips. Oh, no, there they come back.
Wow. Ooh. Oh my god, that finish is fantastic, actually.
I'm waiting for it.
Oh. Ooh, hold on, I get sick soon. Oh yeah, ooh, man. This is one you have on the porch or whatever and just let it sit for a while and stuff like that. Man, that is really fucking good right there.
It's like turpentine.
Oh, what do you think of that?
I'm speechless.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah. I was expecting the kick to be a little bit more throat-wise. Like the throat, chest. No, the burn is not as intense as I thought it would be.
No, actually, yeah, the burn is kind of mellow. That's probably where the sherry kicks in on that. Yeah. Whatever.
Don't get me wrong. I still can feel it. I feel the nice tingling sensation in the back of my throat. It's warm. It's warming.
So I just laid out three sneezes right there because I think this just cleared out my fucking allergies and sinuses right now. So, because my nose, I can breathe through it again. So, especially the right nostril, which was all clogged up and shit. So, oh my god. Yeah, first of all, you get all 116 proof of that. You
sure do.
Wow.
It's not bad.
Oh.
For 116 proof, that is not bad.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's like, oh man, I can only have like a glass and then call it a day.
Yeah, okay.
That, so that is not bad. That is not bad.
There, you want some more?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't be scared. Don't be shy.
I'm about to infuse my body with this liquor.
Yeah, yeah. So the color on there is like a dark brown amber color. It's really gorgeous. You can just pour a little bit more. His look prettier than mine. The color is really good looking, to be honest. Actually, yeah. The more I look at it now, especially from Yoon's glass. Oh, yeah, that looks super fucking gorgeous right there. It's got that old school scotch look. Looks very oaky. The taste on it, that finishes really stronger on the third sip. Much better.
The oaky choky.
You definitely get a lot of oak in that.
Man, I'm telling you, if you have sinus problems, go ahead and sniff this.
The smell on this thing is pure alcohol.
Yeah, just put a little on your upper lip. A little bit on the upper lip.
That was a bad idea.
It's burning?
Yeah, it's burning just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, but at least the burn is, it's keeping your mind off of your sinuses. But yeah, this is quite impressive.
For a new whiskey, huh?
Yeah. Because I would have, this on the nose itself, like a blind nose, never would have thought this would be a bourbon.
I would say even from the bottle too as well.
It doesn't give me that bourbon characteristic. The nose is completely full.
I gotta tell you, even on the first sip I had, I was still trying to find the bourbon taste on it as well. I got a bunch of different characteristics except for the bourbon.
Yeah.
The bourbon kind of kicks in on the back of the tongue to the finish. But even the aftertaste of the finish, it doesn't have that bourbon sting to it or whatever. Especially for 116 proof as well. No. So you think the bourbon would really take over on that finish. But no, I think the sherry.
What was that thing we had at the Blind Donkey?
Booker's 30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That left a hole in your chest.
Left something. Chest, wallet. Yeah. But that has like, wow, that's profound.
Well, even this. Even the Booker's 2016 batch I gave you at Joel's house, whatever.
Yeah, that was actually really nice.
Yeah, I remember you guys say, "Oh, that is a burn too," whatever.
Yeah, but it wasn't bad.
No, it's always good here. But this one,
no, this has no burn. Well, I can't say it doesn't have a burn, but it doesn't have that intense burn. So, that deep down body burn. It's like, ooh, it's cool, it's there.
So what did you think when I first showed you this bottle or whatever, first off?
When I saw the picture, I thought it was cool.
I got batch number one.
Yeah, and but the fact that this is the very first, yeah, correct, if this is the very first batch, wow.
So you probably
my curiosity is that, will the characteristics of this change as batches go?
I love how it said, this pretty much sums it up all for you. Think outside the barrel.
Oh, I always think outside the barrel.
Yeah. Through a careful distillation and filtration process, we transformed our grain into a worthy sipping spirit crafted for your drinking pleasure. I'm all about the pleasure, baby. And this was distilled in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Mm.
Never heard of that fucking area. So.
Kentucky. Isn't that right next to Owensboro? Isn't that right next to where they actually do the horse racing? I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah, that's nowhere near Louisville. Yeah. So you probably thought, when you saw it, you probably like, oh, he brought me some bullshit.
No. At the time, I was purely basing it off of what it looked like and kind of was, and then pricing. Because sometimes, like I know you've come across a lot of good stuff for a very inexpensive price.
Yes.
Very affordable stuff.
Yes.
You know, going back to Sexton, that thing is dirt cheap, but so good.
Yeah. It's the third best Irish whiskey for me.
And some of the whiskeys are, the one that you gave me, the Legion, I think it's great. It's not like
this got the Legion shape.
That's probably the bottle looks like a Legion bottle. I find that very drinkable, like a
very
day.
Yeah, it's definitely a daily sipper.
Yeah, this actually not bad. Yeah,
I actually put this over the Legion.
Oh yeah, I would say so.
First of all, Legion, as you say, is a daily sipper. I don't think this is a daily sipper.
Now,
as a daily sipper, don't get me wrong. I would sip this as like it'd be smooth and stuff like that. I would find this a little bit more special than the Legion. I think the Legion has a great idea as far as what it combined bourbon, Japanese, and stuff like that.
Right.
But this one, being at the 116 proof, I think it... I couldn't pour this for everybody that comes over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hell no. They'd be looking at me like, are you trying to get me fucked up already?
Yeah, like, oh, why?
But
Do you have one of those spritzer?
But I can see this as my, let's just say if I go home and something like that and don't feel like my everyday pours, this would be the next go-to.
Like your Saturday night thing?
Yeah, like your Saturday night thing. Like a Redbreast 12 is not my everyday sipper, mm-hmm. but I would put that up there with an everyday 12, whatever. It's like, that could be my everyday sipper, though, because the bottle is inexpensive and stuff.
I would say, you know, if it's a quiet night, Saturday night, your Saturday night thing.
A Saturday night is never quiet.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you can drink this now.
My Saturday night is never quiet because I'm with some crazy Korean ass motherfucker or whatever and shit.
That motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So my Saturdays are never quiet.
Yeah. Just infusing bullshit. Oh.
And one thing that doesn't hold back neither is it is definitely cash strength.
Oh, you know it.
It is definitely cash strength.
My curiosity is, how does this taste if it wasn't cash strength?
That's a good point because they do have non-cash strength bottles here.
Oh.
I think personally... How much is that one? Probably cheaper. Probably be like $20, $26.
Really?
Yeah. If it has the same materials other than just being cash strength, I bet it probably still tastes good. I just don't think it'd be as high as proof.
Yeah.
The alcohol percentage on it would be a little bit lower. But if it still had the sherry finish with an ex-bourbon cask and it had a bourbon oak as well and stuff like that, I think it still would be delicious, just not as high proof. And the color on this probably wouldn't be as dark neither.
True, but literally ripped the thing right out of the cast.
Yeah, which is funny because although it looks really dark in the bottle and stuff like that, I guess you got to put it more in the light.
Oh, it's fucking dark.
Yeah, it's still fucking dark, but it has a much more toner pale in the glass per se.
Yeah.
And the light brown complexity right there. See, look.
Yep.
It's way more gorgeous in the glass per se. Do you like some more?
Oh, let me just kill this little bit right here.
I was going to pour me some more. Ooh, that was a better cork open.
Oh, she's losing it up for you. Because in the beginning, she was Asian. She's all quiet.
She's like, he's not going to get it this far.
Yeah.
Here you go, sir.
Oh, give me. Oh, shit. Sorry. My bad.
Oh, it's okay.
Oi.
Oi.
Yeah, Jesus. See, that. Now that is a beautiful color right there. I always love that dark amber color.
Yeah, it's like doo-doo water.
Yeah. It's like R. Kelly's poo-poo butter.
Oh, dude. R. Kelly's doo-doo butter.
His poo-poo butter. Oh, man. So, yeah, this is... So, what do you think? It's worth the...
$40?
$45 or whatever?
Hell yeah. She was going to go to the wine house and go get the King Alexander for like $2-something.
Yeah, but that's a scotch.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. I have to admit, ladies and gentlemen, that my good buddy here is... bring me back to the fold and drinking other whiskeys that are not just Irish.
That's because, you know, there's that. Yes, you are. That's why I was kind of saying, like, I wonder what
I'm cultured now. I'm cultured.
You have a lot of culture, yes.
Yes, the culture coming back, everybody.
Well, that's why I was wondering, too, is like, I wonder what Yoon would think of this or whatever, because this is really out of his fucking realm right now. Like, it is super out of his realm. I mean, first of all, we're talking about another bourbon, calf strength bourbon at that. Got the sherry in there, so maybe he'll appreciate it just a little bit more. But also, it's at 116 proof.
Yeah.
I don't know if Yoon likes his proof that high, per se.
I like
But one thing I like about this, too,
I
though.
I just like proof of life.
If I have to put this over anything, too, as well, because usually when the proof is that high, it overshadows the other characteristics.
True.
Does not do that.
Yeah, no.
Now, I will say on the nose, I think it does a little bit. I think it does overshadow the characteristics a lot, actually. But on the taste buds, whatever, those characteristics stick out like on one of our favorite scotches. I don't know about you, but for me, Duncan Taylor.
Oh, yes.
That scotch, the 12-year-old, has a lot of characteristics in it. And the proof is, it's not that high as this, whatever, but it is up there, per se. But this one, the sip on that. Hits the back of your freaking cheekbones right there, too. Oh, the more I sip on it, the more I feel that bourbon. Look at you. And he's just sitting back now. He's just like,
Oh, yeah.
It's life, right?
Oh, it sure is.
It's beautiful, man, right?
Man, well, I would want to say that the more you drink, the better it tastes, but...
I think you're right, though. Even though it tastes good from first start.
The first nose on it, don't get me wrong, I thought it was like, pass out.
Yeah.
Because...
You get used to it?
Yeah, you get used to it, but any person that drinks alcohol will say, oh, because you drank 4 or 5 glasses, you're now liquored up and you're plateaued out, or you've built your tolerance because you've got it in your system now.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes when you drink something, even after the first sip, the second sip, third sip, no matter how many times you sip it, if it's bad, it's just bad.
Yeah.
You can't make it better
by like Boondocks.
If you keep drinking it.
Like Boondocks.
Oh, God.
It's never going to get better.
No, never. It's just bad.
You want to do
like
the cash?
You'll get faded. Don't get me wrong. But you're not going to be like, oh, pour me another Boondocks.
You want to do a Boondocks cash drink one day? Oh. Yeah, okay. The audacity to make a cash drink to that. That's...
Oh.
I just told it.
Oh, a little bit of it came out.
And yet it's still the same color, too.
And the same price? Oh, no, it was a little bit more.
I think it's a little bit more. It better not be the same price. That would make no sense. If it was the same price, I would say, what?
The fuck?
No, but this is... third sip definitely really stuck out more. So now I think the more it's open up, it really sticks out.
It still has the same nose, though. Even though... after you've put a couple of these down...
Yeah.
It's still the same.
My nose is not at 100%.
It never changes.
My nose isn't at 100% right now. I wonder if you took a drop of water and stick it in there. Because most bourbon, you're supposed to air it out and put a drop of water in there. You should stick your finger in your water and then put it in there and see.
No.
You should do that. Just
I don't
for
know where my finger's been.
Yeah, that's true.
Not as effective.
That still is effective.
That's my right hand.
Nobody told you to stick that in that stripper's booty hole. Shit.
Look. Hey, she said it was okay. I said, fine. I told her I work in tech, and she says, ooh, I like that door. What? Who? I'm like, yeah.
She said, that'd be 300.
I'm knocking.
She said, that'd be 300 now.
I'm coming in.
She said, that'd be 350 now.
She's like, wait, for what? You mean thumb and butt?
She's like, no, just for talking about it.
Oh, shit.
She's like, no, just like, for talking about it, yes.
I just signed an NDA to make sure that...
She said, no. She said, look, you want to get fucked here or what? What'd you say?
Wait, do I want to get fucked here? Is she going to fuck me or I'm fucking her?
Look, don't ask these questions. Just yes or no.
Damn it.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, she said, come with me real quick. Come with me. Come on.
Okay.
She said, all right, you see that door right there? Here, let me lead you through it. You go outside. Next you know it, you're outside and there's a sign up there that says, you just been fucked by me.
Oh! Thank you. Can I get my credit card back?
No. Told you not to leave your tab open.
Damn it, woman! I hate Long Beach. No, I'm just kidding.
That wasn't Long Beach.
I know.
That was West LA.
Long Beach, they'll never take your tab. As I've learned, that one night, that one fateful night.
They'll do more than take your tab.
Y'all take everything else.
Take everything you own, right? Yeah. Like your booty hole.
Damn near.
And your phone case.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. So, what's your final verdict on this? The infused spirits bourbon whiskey here. Thanks to Wes for, owner of Cork Bixby there, by the way, for recommending that I get this one instead of another bottle I was about to buy.
Looking out, Wes. Man.
Wes is the man.
We're going to... Overall, I cannot complain for a bourbon that's as high as it is. On the nose, it doesn't give me that nose or the characteristics of a bourbon. It's like, what is this? But then when you drink it, you're like, oh, damn, that's what that is.
You know what the last bourbon you had? I can tell you what it was.
What?
Okay, so the last two bourbons you had was the George T. Stagg and the old Van Winkle when we was at the Lincoln House.
I know. They're so good.
So where on the totem pole? Now, those are on the high totem pole of bourbon.
Yes.
Where do you put this at on that totem pole?
Well, I haven't had so many to say I have a grade scale or even a curve to put this on.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking you that.
Then, being the fact that I had those two, then this had to just fall in line. Just fall in line.
You've had enough bourbon, though, this year.
Yeah, you could say so.
Yeah, of course you have.
But I would say, but this is new. So, being in fact that, yes, this is the first sip of this particular brand and batch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to put it out at the bottom of my list.
Yeah.
Because I've only had this one. I've had those others from other experiences, other variables and variations of whatever, from those said distilleries. So this one for me, unfortunately, will have to sit at the bottom for now, unless I try something else from the same place and say, ooh, the non cast strength better, surprisingly, whatever. Yeah.
It could be, because...
too early to say.
A lot of people think proof doesn't matter when it comes to
that
whiskey.
No, that's that mentality, like, tonight I'm getting fucked up.
The problem is...
I'm just going to drink.
And when you're a godfather like me, you're not going to get fucked up on
that.
Yeah,
so, if you try to turkey baste this shit...
Yeah,
you know,
so...
No.
Because, like I said, the proof sometimes overturns over the characteristics of a good whiskey, whatever. And when a great whiskey, you want to taste those characteristics. You want to take the oaks. You want to take the vanillas in it. You want to taste the caramels. You want to taste the bourbon cask in it. You want to taste all that stuff in there. Because that's what makes a whiskey as delicious as it is, whatever. So when you have a higher proof on it, it just dilutes all the other flavors and characteristics. It's like, this might as well have just been alcohol.
Might as well, yeah.
But the bonus part about this one, especially for the price it is, at 116 proof, which is fucking-tastic, by the way, it still it doesn't dilute none of its characteristics there.
Oh, I know. It says, Jack already said it, it's a small batch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that, but yeah, it's a small batch.
Right there, it says small batch.
Yeah, so for me, if I had to put this on there, man, this might be one of my new favorite pours of the year, actually, surprisingly. This is really fucking good. And I'm not just saying that, Wes, to kiss your ass or nothing like that, neither, by the way.
but I'm saying, for the fact that it's such a very inexpensive price and it's reasonable for your average connoisseur, it's not bad. To say it's only, give or take... $50-$60
$50.
If it went up to that price, it's not bad. Like the ones you mentioned earlier, yeah, you know, you gotta know what you gotta know your stuff to be drinking GTS or Van Winkle. So to drink this on more of a regular occasion, is not bad.
Yeah.
On that note, I would say that yes, this for like say a daily or a weekly or something of that type of pour, cool. I'm bad about it. Until something could help come back and dethrone this one, it's not bad. I drink it. I'm drinking it now, obviously.
If I had to think of price range, bourbons that's been in that price range that I've had this year, Legion obviously is one that runs in there. I'm trying to think of some other ones. So some Old Forester. I would even say Michter's, just regular bourbon. Nothing like 20 or 25 year old. This one might be better than all those, to be honest. I would put that up there with Michter's, actually, whatever. It runs in that same grain there. I would put this one just a little bit higher than Michter's bourbon, just because it has... I'm not talking about the whole line. I'm just talking about Michter's burn-up itself. That sherry cask finish, man, that's getting me right there. I love that shit. That's why I love the Red Spot this year, too, is because it had almost the same ingredients as far as being that bourbon cask sherry finish, but it being an Irish whiskey.
Yeah. I like the notes that it throws you off. I might not drink a lot of bourbon, and obviously that's a given, but...
See, so you pouring your fourth glass there.
Yeah, but...
But,
It's that incognito alcohol, because when you sniff it, you don't know really what it is.
Yeah, because right off the batch, I don't know, my nose is fucked up right now, but right off the batch, I didn't know what I was getting into. I was just like, oh, it's got all these flavors in it, and you're just going to taste nothing but alcohol.
Because you smell nothing but alcohol, but
I love
then
it.
Yet, there's this subtle sweetness, or like this candy kind of characteristic about it, and you're wondering, oh, did you just give me some crown?
I like on the back of it, it says, cask until it's balanced and smooth.
Yeah, they did a good job.
And I will say that they did pick that. Wes picked a great barrel then. Yeah. Imagine if you picked a shitty barrel.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. But he tasted them all. So he said every barrel that they brought him. And he said straight up, this was the best one out of all of them, whatever. So he picked this one, hand-picked it himself, whatever. And Wes, he works at Cork. Like I said, he's the owner of Cork Bixby there. He doesn't bullshit around. He's actually a whiskey hunter himself, whatever stuff. So, like, he knows. We were talking long.
Wait, didn't you get the Cortezone there?
What?
The Cortezone?
Yes, I got the Cortezone there, too. Got the GTS Cortezone Expressions from there, whatever.
Man.
I took the last one at that.
Technically, that means out of the collection, there's only two more left.
Three if you want to count that extra Buffalo Trace
bottle.
That's
true. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that's easy to find.
Yeah, but that Weller's one, good luck.
Yeah. Well, he had two more Sazerac bottles, too. It was 104 with tax, came out to 115. And I was just like, it's his last GTS. And just like when I bottle kill and I want the bottle now, I want your last bottle now, too, whatever. And now we have four out of the six. So or means, seven if you want to
right.
count the...
So technically, all we need to do is...
Drug get, deal?
Well, no, I'm shit.
Yeah. Go back to Long Beach and take a boat.
If the Silk Road was still open, I'd probably find it there.
If the Compton Swap Meet was still open, damn, I could probably find it.
So all we need is the Van Winkle and then the Weller.
Yeah. And the Buffalo Trace one. If you want to count that one. I am going to count that one because it's not the same as the old 22 Buffalo Trace one.
Because we have the 22 one,
we have the old 22 Buffalo Trace, yeah. That was that's the better one, personally. But, wait,
the regular Buffalo Trace one is better than the 22 one?
No, the 22 one is better.
Oh, okay, cool. I was about to say.
The other Buffalo Trace one, that was a 2017 release one. Or 2017, 2018, one of those.
And now this stuff is all discontinued. No mas.
We'll see about that. Anyway.
No, don't do me like that.
Hey, look, I found all four of these without being fucking discontinued. I think I can find the next two. I just have to follow your nose wherever you go. I got a toucan Sam that shit, so.
Yeah, get your little Fruit Loops on.
Yeah, but I got lucky with the GTS one because I literally just came across it as I was talking to Wes and was like, you have it right there.
I want that.
Yeah, and I was looking at this bottle and I was going to put this down, but I was just like, when I see new whiskey, it just excites me. So I was just like, I never had this before. So
that's,
I was like.
That's like new neighbors.
Yeah, and he was hyping it up pretty well. I was like, I got a problem.
Okay, my question is this. Was he hyping up anything else other than that?
Did he what?
Was he hyping up anything else other than that?
He had another bottle. It was an old Forrester one and a selected barrel that they picked too as well. I never seen this bottle it was in before. Uh-huh. I really wanted that. And
what did he want, a kidney?
And he was just like, I was like, I think I'm going to go with this because he only had two left of them. And he had a barrel of these. And he was just like, no, no, no. Put that down. He even looked at JB, put that down. Just grab this one. Trust me on this. You're going to like this shit. If you don't like it, tag me on Instagram and call me out on my bullshit then. Yeah, unfortunately, Wes, as much as I'd love to do that, I don't think I'll be calling you out on any bullshit because this really tastes really fucking well. Honestly, tomorrow night I could see... How are they fucking? With his pants on?
Yeah.
Can I just put it through the hole?
Haven't you ever had sex with your clothes on?
No.
Remember the brother from... The club?
No, I...
Remember he's like, I came twice.
Yeah, no.
With his clothes on.
But he didn't penetrate.
All right. Well,
this guy's...
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's penetrating right now. Even though she looks very disappointed right now, she's like, you can get up. Look, I'm gonna tell you this right now. If I was married and my girl just did that, we're getting a divorce. It's over. I have to kill her.
Wait. You would get divorced?
I have to.
Because you didn't satisfy your woman?
Look how she just rose up while he was still on top of her. Like, she literally lifted him up.
What if you had whiskey dick and just shit happens?
No, man. I never had whiskey dick. Usually when I drink whiskey, I get whiskey upper. I mean, look at her. She looks...
Civil rights movement, huh?
She looks like... Look at her, dude. She's contemplating life right now. You got to divorce her.
Yeah.
You got to divorce her. I don't
think they're married in this show.
Well, that's why, look at him now. He's sitting there going like, the jacket. God, like, God damn it.
I should have stuck it in her butt. I should have put it in her booty hole.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have been able to fit. Oh, they're drinking Grey Goose. That's fine with her. So to wrap things up here, whatever, I don't have a rating or anything like this, but I put this on a really good level right here. Honestly, I think I might be drinking.
You don't have a rating scale?
I don't do ratings here.
Oh,
I don't do ratings here. I just drink.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't do ratings here or whatever.
You don't give it like two jiggers.
Clearly, you gave it two. What did you just call me?
I said jiggers.
Oh.
two jiggers and a cup of water.
Why's it got to be two?
Well, because the show always has two people on it.
Fucking racist.
I ain't racist. I ain't racist.
You heard it, people. He called me an N-word. Me too him.
Look, I said two jiggers. Two jiggers.
I'm going to me too you, sir.
Okay, y'all gonna... Look, you're going to remind that. Hey, why don't you put subtitles on your podcast?
You know what I'll do?
So people could actually see the words The I just said.
I'm going to do that Dave Chappelle skit. I'm going to edit over your voice and dub it over and be like, nigger. And he'd be like, why don't you rewind what I said? Nigger. And say what I did. I'd be like, it's right there. Yeah. What'd you say that for?
Here, let me help you out. Goddamn.
There.
Okay, there you go. Just put it in there. There you go.
I was like when that white comedian brought that black dude on stage, whatever, he just like, I wish I could just say something. Like, you know, I walk up to a dude and be like, he'd be like, yo, where the fuck is my money, you fucking? The black dude's like, nigga.
Wait, that was actual comedian that did that?
Yeah, it was actual comedian.
That's smart. That's actually a really fucking great little skit right there.
He brought up...
Because he could bring up every different person for the joke and have them rep whatever they want to rep.
Yeah, like, he was arguing, I wish I knew that dude's name or whatever and stuff.
It's like, he could have just, like, okay, we're going to play this out.
Here, I found it.
No.
Yeah, I found it. Hold on.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, okay.
I'm good. Yo, you got my money? Oh, sorry, bro. I had to buy a new pair of rock and bottom shoes. I'll get your money to you next week. Is that cool, dude?
Hell no, that ain't cool, dude. Where my money? I need my money right now.
You don't have to be talking to me like that.
Nigga.
And you're talking Sundays.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
got
laugh tackle.
Yeah. No, I knew this. It's a big fucking stage. Just no way. Just laugh tackle.
Hey, man. I don't know what's going on, but you need to have my money right now. Empty your pockets. Get my money right now.
Well, I thought we were cool. Why are you tripping?
Nigga.
To me, it was a white dude that's saying me and a black dude said the N-word for him. This is a real joke to be having on the NFT.
Hey, dude, forget that. If you don't have my money right now, I'm gonna put 3 hot ones in you right now, dude. Where my money at?
Now you threatening me?
Nigga, please.
Listen,
you'll
get your money next week.
Nigga,
so quit acting like a bitch ass.
Nigga.
Thanks, man. You my
nigga. Man.
Oh, that was so genius, though.
That's clever. That's very clever.
Yeah.
For those that don't have a friend in need, get you one.
Yeah, especially if
someone has said that before.
If you're doing illegal activities and a black man's involved, whatever, bring another black guy with you. Just be like, yo, you got a problem, ma? Point at the black dude.
Yeah. Or if you need someone to help you bail you out, get you a little Asian friend or a little white friend.
And have them say jigger.
Yeah, jigger.
Yeah.
Or make sure that they have on a shirt that says strictly for my ninjas.
Strictly for my jigger.
Right, and the ninjas.
They don't say ninjas no more. Ninja. I keep telling you this, whatever.
Why?
It's jigger.
Why?
Because, nigga, what are you, 1990? What are you?
Yeah, damn it, I'm 40.
Old
man.
Old piece of shit.
I can say this shit.
Fucking chink.
That's right. Like, God damn it, make sure my dry cleaning's done, you dirty ass.
Chink.
Exactly. Yeah. Build my railroads, you dirty ass.
Jap.
Hey, what? Why would the Chinese did that?
Anyways. There's a Japanese person listening and was like, I'm offended. And turns out he's
just googling. He's like, wait a minute. Grandpa, I thought Chinese people built the railroads.
No, is he fucking the door?
No. No, he's beating one off on the door.
Nice. Good for him. Whatever. No. This is going to be
a big racial pie of deliciousness.
There's going to be a Vietnamese listener and be like, oh, I'm so offended now. Oh,
yeah,
that's
all right.
And everybody knows that.
They got trail mix for you.
And even everybody knows that Vietnamese are like the low bottom pale of the Asian there in the lake.
Yeah, the down south, the dirty south.
Yeah, fix Filipinos and Vietnamese. Anyway,
Damn.
They're pretty low.
Haters wanna hate, lovers wanna love.
The lady boys in Bangkok got more rep than...
Ooh, cock bangers.
They got more street cred than the Filipinos and Vietnamese. Anyway, though. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
That didn't come from me.
No.
It didn't come for me.
You're only half that. Anyway, though, look at it. Look at that booty.
I'll look it to you and that booty. Trying to get to you.
So people, what we're gonna go ahead and say right here is head over to Cork, Long Beach. Go to the Bixby Knowles.
Bixby Knowles. Bixby.
Shut the fuck up, Jigger.
No. No. No.
Jigger.
Murder. Murder. Yeah. I'd run it for 2 weeks. He wouldn't do no shit like that.
Yes, he would. Yes, yeah. He would. Yeah, yeah, I would. Yeah. Yeah. I would snap his little neck right in half, whatever, and be like, shh. That's because you ain't never gonna know about it, bitch.
Yeah. Damn it, Wayne Brady.
How dare you call me that? I'm Brian Gumble.
Yeah. It was Mooney!
So head on over there, Carson. Carson Street in Atlanta. You got no excuse.
Yeah, for those of you that live close by, you should just go over there. Take a bird, take one of those little motorized scooters, or get a bicycle.
Yeah, because they have everything there, first of all, whatever. This ain't the only stuff they got there. But go ahead and pick this bottle up. Get it for $45 if it's still on sale. If not, it's still $54. So it's only a $10 fucking difference. So it's not going to hurt you.
Exactly. And bring in a bank. Take some of the money you planned to use for your football pool or whatever and go ahead and buy you a drink.
They wasn't going to do that. They was going to spend it on hookers.
Buy, ooh.
Remember, it's Long Beach Boulevard is the next street over.
Call me.
Yeah.
Call me.
I want to call Tyrone.
Hey, look, call me. Hey, if you go spend money on females and some alcohol, yeah, call me for both. Yeah, let's go hang out.
You're more like coffee and alcohol.
True.
Yeah, you're like females, and you don't mix your alcohol with females. You're like coffee and females. Alcohol is a side piece.
It is.
Yeah, alcohol is your mistress.
Kind of.
Yeah. Whereas the
it's like the other family, you know, it's the other family.
Yeah,
it's
that other family.
And then other family.
Because the females don't have it.
No.
So they're lacing you up a coffee to energize you up to dig in your wallet some more. I love it.
Black coffee. Remember, coffee's good with cream, but it's better when it's black.
So anyway, whatever, we're going to wrap things up here. Going to get out of here, people. That is the show right here. Infused Spirits, once again. Cork, Long Beach. Look out for Wes right there, owner of the store. Go in there and check out some other stuff, too. They got a bunch of stuff in that store.
A whole lot of stuff. A
whole lot of stuff right there.
It's a plethora.
Of everything, too.
Yeah.
Beer, whiskey, wine, vodka, tequila, whatever the fuck you're looking for. Rarity of things. If you're looking, most likely, if you're looking for a bottle, they most likely have it there.
Like one big oasis of alcohol.
And plus, like I said, Wes is a whiskey hunter himself, so he knows his shit. So ask him any questions. If you're looking for something new and you want to try something different, as we can see, we're here where we're trying something different here with Infused Spirits Cash Strength Bourbon right there. To wrap things up, like always, like I always say, livers will never be the same, glasses will never be dry, and
the space between your legs will always be wet.
Jigga!
When you hear my voice. Yes, sir.